Welcome to Hope is Here. My name is Greg Horn, and I'm excited today about our guest. Justice Martin is with us, and Justice is was a college basketball player until recently, and just a powerful story about how she decided to hang up the basketball jersey and decide to move on with her life. And I read her Facebook post back in the fall, and I'm an old guy at 53, but I was greatly inspired by the thought process that Justice went through and just the courage it took to make that decision. And I really believe you're going to be blessed. I know I was, and I'm excited she's going to be with us today and tomorrow. So, Justice, first of all, thanks for being here and making time for us out of your busy schedule over at Georgetown College.
No, thank you so much for having me. Yeah.
All right. Well, I got to know you through doing the Georgetown College basketball games on the radio at one here in Lexington, and we did the games, and I got to see you play, and then noticed this fall that you had made a decision to say, you know, I think it's time that season of my life's over. But You've been playing basketball a long time, hadn't you?
Yes. Since almost as long as I can remember, probably started playing around 8 or 9 years old, I think. So.
Okay. Yeah. Well, talk to us about the process. What was some of the challenges with playing college basketball? A lot of people think, oh, that'd be fun. But I always tell people from being a college coach at Western Kentucky University for a couple of years back in the early 90s that it's more like a job, isn't it,
yes,
at the college
absolutely.
Level? Is that a fair description?
Yes, absolutely. I think there's just a great deal of responsibility that comes with playing at the collegiate level, and it's an amazing opportunity, but it definitely is like a job, and when you choose to make that commitment, you're signing up for that for 4 years, and that's what you're going to do, and those are the people you're going to be around, and that's going to be your life, and which it was a great experience, and I love all of the people that I've gotten to meet because of it and all the friendships I've made, but it's definitely a huge responsibility and a huge part of your life for sure.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much you go to class and then it's something basketball related, isn't it? Whether it's individual instruction, workouts, lifting weights, watching film. I mean, it's an all-encompassing thing, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely.
Well, the thing I loved is even though you decided, you know, I think that this part of the season of my life is over, I saw when the team took the annual picture days in October, you were still there. So it seemed like the transition went pretty smoothly, didn't it?
Yes, it did. I was really grateful for Coach Jackson and just the entire coaching staff, Coach Kearns and Coach Corby and Coach Beam and Coach Harrison, everyone on there, they sort of really supported me and they really did want what was best for me, and they've given me the opportunity to still be involved with the team. I help out and take pictures for them some, and it's just they really made the transition smooth, which is awesome.
All right, well, talk to us about it. You posted on November 10th, I retired from the game. That has been such a big part of me a little earlier than expected. The first thing you did, you just said you want to thank God for all those opportunities. And I know you're a person of strong faith. You and a couple friends, my mom goes to Emmanuel Baptist. And just to be honest, it's a bunch of older ladies. You know, I say that kindly. My mom's a wonderful, wonderful mom. But, people in their 60s, 70s, 80s, and maybe even older. And yet you and two of your friends would show up a lot of times on Sunday morning college students. I know that your faith's a big part of who you are, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. 100%. Yeah.
Okay. Well, talk to us a little bit about the process of just where you started thinking, you know, I don't know if I want to do this basketball thing anymore. Talk to us about that.
Well, I think growing up, when you're younger, you sort of decide, like, this is what I want to be when I grow up, and this is what I want to do. And so I had these dreams of playing college basketball and going to the WNBA and doing all these sort of things. And so, I kind of stuck to it, and all of these people kind of gathered behind me and were pushing me to be my best, and they wanted to see me succeed. And so I think I just kind of persevered and just continued to play growing up throughout the years, even though it quickly began to be something that maybe wasn't the best for my mental health. And I just sort of thought it was because I was super competitive, and maybe that's why I would get so frustrated, or maybe that's why I was so down after a game, or maybe that's why I was taking my anger out on those around me and people that love me the most, like my mom or my grandparents, even teammates sometimes. And I just thought, well, this all comes with it. This all comes with playing the game and being committed to it. And so it wasn't really until I grew up in the church, going to church. My family, we've been going to church since forever, but it wasn't until I had my own sort of personal relationship with the Lord that I began to realize maybe this is something that isn't the greatest for you. Maybe this is something that's hindering you rather than, because I continued to play at that point because I was like, this is an awesome opportunity to share the gospel and like be a light for people. But I quickly realized that maybe it was hindering me. And I also began to feel guilty because of that, because scripture talks a lot about how there will be suffering. And I wanted to push through that, and which is all great and stuff. But also, I believe the Lord gives us wisdom and allows us to know maybe when we need to pump the brakes on some things and sort of give things to Him rather than trying to figure them out on your own. And I think for a long time, I was trying to figure the basketball thing out on my own. And figure out why I felt the way I did and why it became sort of this mental struggle. And I was trying to deal with that on my own. And I think it wasn't until the Lord was sort of like, or I finally decided to listen to the Lord when He was like, hey, like, I want to take this burden from you and this whatever's going on in your head with your mental health. And like, just give this to me and trust me. And like, this makes you no less of a person. Like, this doesn't decrease your value any because you're choosing to sort of step away from this thing, but you're just deciding to trust me. So I think it's sort of all of it 100% had to do with the Lord and just finally deciding to sort of give that to Him. So,
well, one of the things that just spoke to me so much on your Facebook post where you shared this news that you were going to retire from basketball, from college basketball, and playing on a scholarship at Georgetown College is, you know, as athletes, doing some college basketball coaching myself and having a brother, my youngest brother's an associate head basketball coach at the University of Texas. And so we talk about mental toughness mm-hmm. and fighting through fatigue and all that stuff. But, you know, I think sometimes, and I say this as the old guy, I'm 53, and how old are you, Justice?
20.
20, okay. Yeah. So I just thought what was so powerful was, you know, sometimes we keep fighting through something, and yet I don't think that that's always God-honoring, for lack of a better term.
Right.
You know, I think that sometimes maybe God does have something else for us, and yet as an athlete, man, we're just taught if you surrender, you're a quitter, right?
Mm, right, absolutely.
So share how you kind of got worked through that, because I know that was a battle. We talked about it yesterday before we, you know, recorded this, and, you know, I mean, for athletes, it's not easy. If you surrender, you quit, you know, it's like you're a loser, and yet that's why I want to have you on here, because I know somebody is struggling with something, whether it's a job that, you know, man, why would you give up that job? I mean, who would quit doing that? And you're miserable. And the thing that you share with me, and one of the reasons I wanted to have you on, Hope, is here, is that this, even though you're an athlete and, you know, you've got a great personality, lots of friends and things, you're beautiful inside and out, you were starting to struggle some with depression, weren't you?
Yes, definitely. I definitely began, I struggle, I'm diagnosed with depression and anxiety, and those are things that I've struggled with, and, but also it just all became a big pride thing as well, so I realized and acknowledged that I was struggling with these things, and that maybe this wasn't the best thing for me anymore, playing basketball and continuing to do that, and so by that point where I decided, like, Lord, I'm going to trust you, well, it all of a sudden became this weird pride thing. And I was like, well, I've been playing for all these years and all these people are supporting me. And I've been recognized for all these things. And people know who I am when I go home. And I'm going to have to tell these people who have supported me forever that I'm no longer playing this sport. And how does that make me look as someone who isn't, like, claims to be a competitive athlete or claims to be someone that's not a quitter? And so I think that's just what it came down to, is I had so much pride built up that I realized, oh, wait, yes, I'm struggling with these things, but there's no way I can lay this aside due to pride.
I love that you're admitting that, you know, at your age of 20, I know people my age in their 50s that won't admit they have pride, but I think if people are honest that are listening, Justice, that all of us struggle with pride, even us that are followers of Jesus, and it talks about being meek and humility, Jesus modeled that for us. Yet, you know, I ask you the question because I know for me, I've had jobs and things that my identity was in. Was your identity kind of that, hey, I'm a basketball player? Was that kind of who your identity was?
Oh, absolutely. My identity was very much so in basketball. Basketball became an idol, and something that oftentimes I found myself putting before God, and consuming my thoughts, and I was finding like all my value and worth in this thing. And I think that's what happened when it came down to me stepping away from this, is that I had given so much of myself to this thing in an unhealthy way, and given so much of my identity to it, that I think that's why so much pride had been built up, because I was like, there's no way I can like strip this part of myself away, you know. So
what was your family's reaction when you shared that, you know, hey, I think I'm done playing, you know, college basketball? What was your family's reaction?
At first I was nervous about telling my family about it, but then I quickly remembered these people love me so much and want what's best for me. And they really were just very loving and accepting of it. And even though they had put all this time and money and driving me back and forth everywhere growing up, that wasn't even a concern. It was just sort of like, we want what's best for you, and we support your decision and trust you with this. So they're really awesome.
Well, and for somebody listening right now, you know, you've kind of lost hope with whatever you're in. Maybe you say, well, I'm not a college athlete, but you're in a job that you're miserable, or in a relationship and your identity's gotten in it, like Justice said. And here's somebody that's so mature and wise at 20 years of age that just so impressed me. And I want to encourage you, just like what Justice did, to have confidence to walk away and to step out in faith. Most of all, just to reach out and tell somebody, hey, I'm miserable, I'm hurting. You know, I mean, that's part of the key in it, because I know as an athlete, you feel like, you know, you got to be strong on the outside all the time, but who did you first open up to about, hey, I just don't know if I can do this anymore?
I think definitely my teammates, honestly. I'm very close with Casey and Anna on the team, and they're sort of who I would confide in about that kind of thing. And I was just like, they're just kind of told them that, guys, there's no way. And I think they could see that in me also. Like, they know me well and could see I was struggling and could see that maybe this wasn't something that was good for me. And so I just sort of went to them, and I know that they had been praying for me, and that meant the world to me and still means the world to me now. And
Yeah, well, that's what I want to encourage somebody right now that's listening. If you're struggling with anxiety or depression, like Justice has said, it's been an issue for her in her life. And I've shared before that there was a season where I was on an antidepressant for a couple of years, almost 3 years, and helped me get through the hump, over the hump. And so the first thing starts with being able to open to somebody else. Mm-hmm. And so I want to encourage you to do that, just like Justice did. And we're going to continue tomorrow with her, share more about what God's taught her in this courageous decision to step away from college basketball as an athlete that's just not known to, you know, to quit like that. And yet God was clearly telling her that, but like a lot of us, we don't want to listen to God because we're afraid what everybody else will think, what the world will think. Yet she was such a courageous young person to do that. So we're going to find out more about that tomorrow. If you just tuned in, you can catch the rest of this on our podcast. Go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. Tune in tomorrow when we'll continue our conversation with Justice Martin on Hope Is Here.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.